What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the politics and BS.
What's up, guys? So for those of you who have been rocking with me for a minute, and you know when I talk about politics, I'm more so coming from the standpoint of the hypocrisy of these so-called Christians, definitely these white evangelicals, the ones that claim that God put this man in the space to be the president of the United States, which I simply truly do not believe that, because if that's the case, that means we don't even need to vote. God just chooses whoever he wants to be the president of the United States. And not even just that, he chooses every leader of every nation. And we know that's not the case. It's just a bunch of craziness when it comes to these people who think like that, because those are the same ones who will say that the Democrats stole the last election. So we're just more powerful than God, right? That we could sweep the presidency out of the hands of God and put Joe Biden into the place of presidency. And oh, God forbid, God was the one that chose Barack Obama to serve two terms, right? They're a bunch of nutcases. So it really just, one, it makes me angry, but then to the point where it's like, you know what? I can't even really spend my time being so angry and upset with these people, because yeah, it does frustrate me. But you know that old saying about how you can't hate people and think that you're going to hate them so much that they're going to drop dead? No, I'm not going to destroy my health by hating these people and 45/47, because it's like drinking poison and expecting them to croak. I'm not going to do it. But it does baffle me when these people say stuff like that, because it's crazy. It's crazy talk. So I want to talk about some more hypocrisy that's being, you know, just checked, because we know that it is there. But Jasmine Crockett, she was in a committee hearing or meeting, and she wanted to, no, I actually think it was a committee hearing, and she wanted to check the hypocrisy. So I'm going to share my screen with you guys, because I really thought this was good. And this is going to be courtesy of the Jesse Dollimore YouTube channel. So let's go ahead and get into this right now.
Moment.
Thank you so much. It is so interesting that I just learned today at 44 years old that the Republicans are going to be the ones to save women, the same Republicans that have been, say, for women's reproductive acts, or the same Republicans that have stood for the Equal Rights Act, which would hopefully get women to equal pay, or the same Republicans that just this Congress voted for the SAVE Act, which we know would disenfranchise women from even being able to vote. But let me tell you, they are our saviors. And so I am so happy to be here today, because otherwise I would not have an idea that I had a savior in the Republicans.
Obviously she is being sarcastic, but yeah, they don't want equal pay for women. Some of them don't even want women to be able to vote. And the ones that think like that, they either don't want women to vote, or you're supposed to be a married woman. And they mainly feel that if a woman is married, then that man has influence over that woman. So they will basically tell them who they need to vote for. And, you know, amongst other things that they are against when it comes to women's health, women's safety, women's reproduction, because there are women that are being arrested for having miscarriages right now, guys. Like, they're not showing a lot of this stuff on the news, but it's happening. It's crazy.
So let's also talk about the fact that it's only been 100 days, 100 long, terrible days for anybody that absolutely believes in reality. Because what we know is that they have terminated staff responsible for enforcing federal protections against sex-based discrimination. Sounds like that's pro-women. Or they've cut funding for domestic violence survivor services. Sounds pro-woman to me. Or they've prohibited funding for research affecting women's health. That definitely sounds pro-women to me. Essentially, they closed the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights. Again, sounds like they are fighting for us. And instead of providing oversight over these actions, Congressional Republicans have been working to execute one of the most aggressive anti-women legislative agendas in history. And yet they're here today trying to convince the American people that discriminating against trans people is somehow the only way to protect women. This hearing has nothing to do with improving government efficiency. It's another attempt by Republicans to distract from their demonic and disastrous policies that are making it more difficult for Americans to make ends meet. So, Ms. Goss Graves, I want to play a game.
That.
So, you know, you heard her like break everything down, right? Because it's laughable when 45/47 was running. Well, he ain't been running anywhere, but he was talking about he's going to be the most pro-female president ever. Everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie, especially when it comes to what he's going to be doing for the people. But all of the things that they hype up, like men or males who are turning into females by, you know, gender reassignment, surgeries, right? They hype up things like that when the percentage of people even doing that is so freaking low. It's like, why are we even making this an issue? You know why? Because they get people caught up in their emotions and their feelings to distract them from the things that you really need in order to live in this life, to live this life, to live in this nation. While they're taking those things away from you, so they'll get you focused on things that get you angry, hyped up in your emotions and in your feelings, when that stuff isn't even going to have anything to do with what you really need in your life. When they're trying to take away things that you have known to be in existence for years, and they're going to allow a racist white South African to come to this country to pretty much take it over and say things like Social Security is one of the biggest Ponzi schemes ever. Like, the audacity, how dare they even allow that to happen? All right, so let's continue.
Goss Graves, I want to play a game. It's called Trump or Trans. You ready?
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to tell me whether or not it is Trump or trans people that are responsible. You understand?
Got it.
Okay, very good. The first one, gutted medical research.
Trump.
Kidnapping Americans and sending them to foreign countries, a.k.a. deporting them.
Trump.
Driving us into a recession.
Trump.
Increasing the cost of everything.
Trump.
Waging an idiotic tariff war.
Trump.
Harming farmers.
Trump.
Ignoring the Constitution.
Trump.
Proposing to take away Social Security.
Trump.
Cutting health.
And by the influence of Elon Musk, a racist white South African. Can you imagine if when President Obama was in office and he was having someone from the continent of Africa who has become a naturalized citizen, and he was coming in saying, okay, I want you to, like, every time somebody brings up reparations for the descendants of slaves, they get all up in arms, which is a huge insult, right? And I don't give a damn if people got, if we got reparations and all of the people who got reparations spent every single dime of the money that they received. How was that a problem for the rest of the nation? How you want to dictate how somebody spends their money? That statement, or when people try to bring up that argument, is crazy town to me when I hear people say that, because it is something that doesn't even make any sense. And hey, if all of the descendants of slaves got reparations and they spent every freaking dime in this nation, isn't that going to stimulate the economy? Isn't that why they have done a stimulus check in the past to stimulate the economy? Like, people are so dumb. I just don't even really get into arguments with people about things like this, because it's not worth the breath that I breathe. But when I hear people make statements like that, it's like, you're a freaking idiot. You really are an idiot. If someone has been wronged or injured and they have litigation and they sue, they're a plaintiff, and they either win it by either settlement or a judgment through court, whether it's a judge-rendered decision or a jury-rendered decision, Do you dictate to the plaintiff how they spend their money? Do you say, you know what, we're not going to give you this money because all you're going to do is blow it all. You're not going to put anything up in savings. You're not going to invest in any of anything so your money can grow and you can have more. All you're going to do is waste it and blow it. So we're not even going to give you anything, but we'll just tell you what we think your case is worth and you just be happy with that. Do you ever hear that happening? So why would people even make statements like that when it comes to descendants of slaves receiving reparations? It's stupid. The slave owners got reparations. Anyway.
Healthcare?
Trump.
Firing government workers who keep our country safe?
Trump.
Encouraging an environment of hate and divisiveness?
Trump.
Thank you so much. This committee could be engaged in actual oversight of fraud, waste, abuse, and mismanagement. So let's talk about waste. Like Trump's plan to spend almost $100 million for his little birthday parade, or how he spent 25% of his first 100 days golfing, costing taxpayers...
Child, look at that stomach. Is he in his second trimester, or is he about to birth that baby through that little... Child, I was about to say something.
Tens of millions of dollars. In fact, it's a little bit over $30 million at our last estimation. In fact, President Trump is on pace to spend more than $1 billion of taxpayer dollars just on golfing.
Do you hear this, guys? But Christians are okay with that, right? Because God put him in office so that he could spend almost $1 billion in tax money to go golfing. Some of these people are just, they don't even know who God really is.
Yet the Republicans have been silent. So they must think spending taxpayer dollars on the president's golfing trips is more important than providing health care to their constituents. And when I talk about constituents, we're going to talk about the ones on this committee. So if we look at Texas 26, 39,000 children look to potentially lose their Medicaid with the cuts that they are about to vote on for reconciliation. 88,000 in Georgia 3, 68,000 in Missouri 7, 79,000 in Tennessee 2, 86,000 in South Carolina 4, 50,000 in Texas 04, 85,000 in Texas 27, and in Georgia 14, 111,000. And if you add that up just on this committee, we have 606,000 kids that are relying on us to do right by them. And instead, we playing these crazy games because we worried about 10 trans folk that are in sports right now in college.
10. Do you hear that? All of the emotions that they have worked up in people over such a small percentage of people, it does not make any sense. But this is the stuff that these so-called Christians, these MAGA, these so-called, you know, followers of Jesus Christ, which I say over and over again, they really believe that Jesus is a white man. Like, seriously, they don't read their Bibles. And for them to believe that God spared this fool's life, but allow another to be taken out by a bullet at his rally, at one of his rallies, you're absolutely insane. And what's even a bit more insane is the woman whose husband did not make it when he went to that rally. When Joe Biden was in office, this is when this happened. He wanted to come and visit her. She did not want to see him. But she was okay with 45/47. And this dude is going around talking about how God saved his life. How would that make you feel as a wife to hear this man say, well, God spared my life, but he took your husband's out because my life was more important? These people really are insane.
I wasn't elected to be engaged in these fights. I was elected to make sure that those kids, the kids that they are about to neglect with these terrible votes that they're about to take, I was elected to protect them.
So see, that's why I don't want to hear this bullcrap about they're pro-life. They're not pro-life. I wouldn't even really say they're pro-birth, because they're really not for the birth of some of these people's children. Let's be clear. And I'm not going to go into all of that right now, but I love the fact that Jasmine, she continues to check the hypocrisy. Is it really changing anything right now? No, but a steady drip will wear a hole into a rock. So I really love the fact that she's continuing to do this, although sometimes it's just like, you do feel like, okay, what good is this going to do? And I do feel like that sometimes, but I love the fact that it's somebody like her there, and there's a few more there, but they need to continue to be that steady drip that wears a hole into that rock head of a president and to that group of followers that follow him, because honestly, he is the God that they worship. He is the God that gives them permission to hate. So that's why they continue to focus on trans people, drag queens, LGBTQ, all of this stuff that, in my personal just opinion, based on what I read in the Bible, I know they try to focus on like a few scriptures where it talks about things that I'm not even going to go into all of that, but they hate. And even sometimes you'll hear them make statements like, well, no, you know, we hate the sin, but we love the sinner. Freak, you're a sinner. Because you hate these people. You really do hate them. A lot of them disown family that have come out to live in, you know, to say that this is the life that they're living. They're about that life. And you cut them off. You hate them. You're in a cult. You're not a Christian. You're not a believer of God and Jesus Christ. You hate people. And so 45/47 is the God that gives them permission to hate. And that's why they love him so much. Because when it really comes down to it, if they truly were in the word like that and followed the Bible in that way, they would not be for someone who is all of these terrible things and is corrupt as corrupt could be, does not care about people. He is over here accepting $400 million jets while people are out here losing their jobs, losing their benefits that they've worked for, that they've earned, that they deserve. There's no reason why anyone in this country should be homeless. I'm not saying everyone should live in a mansion, but for anyone in this country to be homeless, but you are making millions of dollars a day off of crypto scams and all of the other business ventures that he and his family have had set up. You're accepting gifts that are immensely, like, that one gift could serve so many people. I'm not saying the jet itself, but the value of it, duh, could serve so many people. But you're going to accept a gift like that. Like, he's like that rich ruler in the Bible that just continues to hoard up and stack him and Elon Musk. You're just continuously stacking and hoarding. And there are people that are really, truly in need. And then you want to throw a few scraps out here in this place, in that place, while you take away so many other things. You're not the man that God chose to be the president of the United States. First and foremost, people vote. And there's a lot of corruption. And there's a lot of things that go on that they do behind the scenes to disenfranchise people from their votes. So please don't sit here and tell me that God is the one that has anything to do with that. Not when man's filthy hands are in this mess. It's corrupt, okay? So I'm glad that Jasmine continues to be there, check the hypocrisy, put it in their faces. They can't stand her, but I love the fact that somebody is there like her that is not timid, that is not standing back and standing by. And the hypocrisy is just on so many ridiculous levels that I can't stomach it, but I just wanted to share that one with you guys real quick. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.